Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump.
Donald Trump.
Trump. Trump.
It's the Donald.
Donald Trump as president.
9,240,000,000. I'm not doing that to brag, because you know what? I don't have to brag. I don't have to, believe it or not. I'm doing that to say that that's the kind of thinking our country needs. And it only makes common sense. When was the last time anybody saw us beating, let's say, China in a trade deal? They kill us. I beat China all the time. All the time. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
America, we stand for freedom.
Bush is weak on immigration. Forget about his stance on Common Core, which is a total disaster. He's very weak on immigration, and that's his prerogative if he wants to be. Marco Rubio is somebody who is extremely weak on immigration. He all of a sudden toughens the stance because his poll numbers went down. If he ever got elected, you would have people flowing across the border.
Ted Cruz, who has backed you up on immigration?
Well, I have great respect for the fact that he had the courage to back me up and to say that what I'm saying is right.
With his past records and his actions, I would suspect that if he becomes president, America will be at war within a week or two and bankrupt in 2 or 3 weeks thereafter.
Mr. Trump is, he's got an agenda, and he's a real funny guy, and he's bringing a lot of issues to the forefront because nobody else has the guts to stand up and say what he's saying.